Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum and welcome to the series Qiyamah, the Final Reckoning. In our last discussion, we spoke about how the unbelievers and the sinners will dispute with their companion from the shayateen, the devil, and he will say, Wallah, I didn't force him. I tempted him, but didn't force him. And Allah will say, both of you, stop arguing in front of me. You were given advance warning. Now there will be no change to my decision. Then a person's own limbs and skin will testify against him, and he'll fight with his limbs and skin, and they will say, Allah gave us the ability to speak. What are we to do but speak the truth? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was once sitting with the Sahaba, and he smiled, and he recollected how this will transpire, that a believer will say to Allah, no, I want to bear testimony in my own favor. So Allah will say, okay. And then Allah will seal his mouth, and his limbs will start speaking out against him in terms of what he made them do. And when he's given the ability to speak again, he'll say, but what's wrong with you? I was trying to save you from the punishment, oh my hand, or oh my legs, and now you're going to get punished. The body and the soul will dispute. The soul will tell the body, because of you now I'm getting punished. And the body will say, but you tempted me. And an angel will be sent to judge between them, and he'll give them the parable of the paralyzed man and the blind man. The paralyzed man saying, I can see some fruit, but I can't reach it. The blind man says, you use me to get to the fruit. Both of them are equally guilty. So the soul and body are equally guilty. In the end, they'll blame their leaders and ask the punishment for their leaders to be doubled. Now we move on. Those who are believers but sinners, what will be their state? In short, either Allah can forgive them, or Allah will take them to task for their sins, and they will have to be cleansed through punishment, after which they will be granted Jannah because they have iman. Right? There's various ahadith that talk about the punishments that they will face for specific actions. As an example, those who didn't pay their zakat, the Quran says, سَيُتَوَّقُونَ مَا بَخِلُوا بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ which they covetously withheld shall be tied to their necks like a collar on the day of resurrection. Then, according to the ahadith, we learn that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will punish the arrogant. The narration of Imam Tirmidhi, Amr bin Shu'aib, from his father, from his grandfather, says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the arrogant will be gathered like small ants in the form of men on the day of resurrection, overwhelmed by humiliation from all sides. They were arrogant in the world, now they will be humiliated. Narration of Bukhari, Muslim, and Tirmidhi, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the narrator, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most insignificant name before Allah on the day of resurrection will be that of a man who was called Malikul Amlak, or Malikul Amlak, the King of Kings. So in the world, he gave himself all these fancy titles. Allah will disgrace him because of his arrogance. He will be granted the most humiliating of names on the day of Qiyamah. Then there are various texts which tell us about those with whom Allah will not look at or will not speak to, meaning he won't look at them with mercy or speak to them with mercy on the day of Qiyamah. One is, as mentioned in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَيَشْتَرُونَ بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. Those who conceal what Allah has sent down of the book and purchase a small gain therewith. Meaning, they don't mention what is the Sharia because it doesn't suit their financial or economic or political interests. They conceal knowledge to further their own interests. That's one category of people who won't receive a gaze of mercy and who won't receive discussion of mercy from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then there are various ahadith that talk about the three to whom Allah will not speak on the day of resurrection. Although three are mentioned, the categories are different in the various ahadith that talk about three. So we learn that there are various categories of people to whom Allah will not speak on the day of resurrection, and Allah will not look at them or praise them, and theirs will be a painful torment. One is a person who lets his upper garments hang down below his ankles out of pride. The other is a person who sells his goods by means of false oaths. The third is a person who reminds others of his favors. The fourth is a man who swears allegiance to a leader. If he gives him something, he remains loyal. Otherwise, he betrays him, meaning his loyalty is conditional. Another category, an old man who commits zina, a king who tells lies, a poor man who is arrogant, those who disobey their parents, women who imitate men, a man who has no protective jealousy towards his women folk, a man who has intercourse with his wife in her back passage. These are the categories of people that Allah will not look at, meaning will not look at with mercy on the day of Qiyamah. Those who get totally overwhelmed by the riches of this world and they overindulge Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us that the one who frequently has a full stomach in this world will feel hungry for a long time on the day of Qiyamah. Meaning that he allowed his indulgence of food to make him negligent of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The betrayer, when Allah gathers the first and the last on the day of resurrection, a banner will be raised for every betrayer. And it will be said, this is the betrayer of so-and-so and son of so-and-so and so. So a betrayer will receive a specific punishment. Those who steal from the booty, the spoils of war, those who seize land by force, they steal land. Narration of Abdullah bin Umar that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever seizes any portion of land unlawfully will be swallowed up by it on the day of resurrection and will sink to the seventh earth. This narration is in Bukhari. A person who is two-faced, narration of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu in Sahih Muslim and Bukhari, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you will find the most evil of people on the day of resurrection, the one who is two-faced, who presents one face to one group of people and another face to another group of people, a leader who remains aloof from his people, meaning he doesn't pay attention to their needs and to their poverty. He will be a person who will be punished on the day of Qiyamah, a person who begs, even though he has the means of being independent. He will be resurrected with scratches on his face. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, whoever begs from people when he has the means of being independent, his begging will appear on the day of resurrection as scratches on his face. And a man who lies about his dreams. There's a hadith of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma that whoever speaks of a dream that he did not see will be told to tie two grains of barley together and he will never be able to do it. And whosoever eavesdrops on people's conversations when they do not like that or they try to move away from him, he will have molten lead poured into his ears on the day of resurrection. This narration in Sahih Bukhari. So these are a few examples of people who are believers but will be punished for their wrongdoings. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala save and protect us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.